من و تو هم خونی بچه ایرونی، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونی. وطن خاطره ها، وطن نذر و دعا، خاک دل دادگی و داغ دل بستگی و
یاد مردونگیاش، همه لوتی گریاش، خون دل ها خوردیم سر عاشق کشیاش.
وطن هر جا که باشی خاک تو خاک منه،
جمجمه مرده با دو تا استخون زبدری روش چاپ شده بود. بهش گفتم آقا ببخشید بیا، گفت بله. گفتم مرده شوری؟ گفت نه خیلی آجا. گفتم کفن فروشی؟ گفت نه خیلی آجا. گفتم قبر کمی؟ آقا یعنی چی؟ گفتم تو یه ارتباط با قبرستون داری، یا نش کشی یا تابوت سازی. گفت یعنی چی؟ گفت چیه تو این پیرانه؟ حالا هم که میخوای خود نمایی کنی باشی؟ گفت آقا قشنگ حال کن عشق کن. گفتم با جمجمه مرده عشق میکنه.
باب شب شما به خیر. برنامه ایرانی کن لایو از رادیو جوان داره به گوش شما میرسه. امشب که 26 ژانویه است، چهارشنبه شب ساعت 7، و ما میخوایم امشب همونطوری که جناب آقای دانشمند، این صدایی بود که شنیدین، اگه تو یوتیوب بزنید دانشمند، تعداد بسیار زیادی از کلیپ های ویدیویی این روحانی عزیز رو پیدا میکنین و صحبتاش بسیار جالبه و واقعا من فکر کنم استعداد استنداپ کمدین شدن رو داره. یعنی شاید بعد از به اصطلاح مدرسه طلاب به مدرسه کمدی هم اگه ایشون بره بتونه بسیار موفق بشه، چون واقعا خنده داره و حرفایی که میزنه. و در ضمن بگم که این نوع برخورد به نظرم خیلی جالب، حالا با اینکه من بسیاری از دیدگاه های این آقای دانشمند موافق نیستم، ولی به نظرم این نوع برخورد یکی از موفق ترین برخورد هاست برای اینکه بتونی مردم رو به اون به صلاح اون عقایدی که میخوای جلب کنی.
منظوری چیه؟ منظورت برخورد طنزه؟
برخورد طنز و کمدی که این داره. به هر حال صحبت از دوستخون و جمجمه مرده و از این حرفا میزد و که روی لباس کسی دیده بود، و امشب ما میخوایم راجع به کلن لباس پوشیدن صحبت کنیم، لباس پوشیدن ما ایرانی ها، لباس پوشیدن جوان ها، لباس پوشیدن مردم دنیا، و اینکه اصلا این داستان چیست. اسم من ایمانه، امشب با مهوش و با شاهد و با کاوه عزیز اینجا هستیم و میخوایم این بحث رو باز کنیم. کسی حرفی داره بزنه؟
حالا در مورد همین کلیپ آقای دانشمند میخواستم بگم روی لباس که سهله، خیلی چیزای دیگه این قضیه جمجمه و این حرفا هستش، و یه جوری برای اونایی که
انگشترهای زیبا با جمجمه مرده،
انگشتواره برای هر کی دختر.
اصلا بالاتر میدونی چیه؟ مثلا دیدی انگشتری که مثلا قلبه و دو تا تیک قلبه، بعد یکیشو مثلا پسر میپوشه یکیشو دختر میپوشه، یه سری انگشتر هم هست جمجمه است، مثلا اسکالر، بعد مثلا اون بالاشو یکیشو میپوشه و مثلا اون دندونشو اون فک و چیزه پایین.
جمجمه یعنی چی؟
اسکا.
او جدی اونجوری هم درست کردم. خب جالبه،
برای اونه که مثلا تو مدل های گاتیک هستن.
دقیقا دقیقا
گاتیک پرامیس رینگ.
That was a good one.
بله، و ما به عنوان یک طفل معصوم و یک بچه کوچولو وقتی که در خونه بزرگ میشیم، اولین باری که متوجه میشیم که لباس پوشیدن ممکنه مشکل باشه، ممکنه یه دردسری باشه، و بالاخره این حرفا موقعی که یه لباسی دلمون خواهد بخریم مثلا مامامون نمیذارن یا برامون نمیخرن، یا اینکه حتی مثلا یه خودمون پول جمع کردیم که بخریم بعد نمیذارن بپوشی، بعد که میپوشی و حق نداری بیرون بری، فقط تو خونه مثلا باید بپوشی، یا مثلا هزار جور به اصطلاح مسائل و مشکلات مختلف هست که اول آدم با پدر مادرش بعض موقع با این چیزا رو تجربه میکنه. من میخوام بدم که از شاهد بپرسم که شما چی تجربه کردی با پدر مادر؟
من خیلی تجربه بدی دارم.
آخه اشکال نداره، مامان بابا گوش نمیدن.
آره مامان بابا گوش نمیدن، thank god. Yeah, oh, I feel bad doing this on air, but it was the worst childhood experiences ever. I was never allowed to wear what I wanted. Never. And there was never an exception.
مثلا چی میخواستی بپوشی که نمیذاشتم؟ مثلا اوکی، یه چیزی میخوام بپرسم، اولین چیزی که اولین خاطری که داری از اینکه لباس رو انتخاب کردی و نگذاشتم بپوشی مثلا چند سالگیت بوده؟
من یادم 5 سالم بود یا 6 سالم بود. اون موقع every day خواستم دامن بپوشم.
خب
yeah, I would say I'm going to wear a dolman today. Every day. And my mom started telling me no. Once in a while she'd be like, no, you have to wear pants. I'm like, I don't want to wear pants. I want to wear skirts. And that developed into more. And then when I grew up, like when I was 9 or 10, it was like, you can't wear jeans to school. You have to wear dress pants.
Oh.
You know, like I'm not kidding. And then
did I?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I don't think this changed until I was like 13 and 8th grade. And then I just took control in my own rebellious way and I would just change on the bus or something. Like
did that?
Yeah, wow. Like I was just like whatever dude, like I'm going to do what I want.
یعنی با خودت مثلا لباستو میذاشتی تو مثلا
بک‌پک‌ت می‌بردی؟ Yeah. Yeah, I would. Wow, yeah. I did crazy things. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, interesting.
خیلی خوب، ساعت 7:08 حدوداً بریم سراغ اخبار این هفته. امشب کاوه عزیز داره نیوز میگه با پای شکسته از پالو آلتو تا اینجا دویده. نه پاش نشکسته ولی یه جراحی کوچیکی داشته روی پاش. خلاصه خب برو اخبار بگو که بعدش هم بریک بگیریم و برگردیم بحثو باز کنیم.
Okay, just want to tell my mom I'm really quitting soccer. I'm not lying this time. Anyway, all right, so the news this week, so as you know, many people have seen, Avatar is currently the second highest grossing movie at $1.8 billion
in the world.
I believe so.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's gonna it's estimated to pass Titanic, which is one in mid-February.
But that's the same director.
That's actually true.
So
that's kind of interesting. That's a good point. Yeah, there
movies.
You go, James Cameron. Yep, there you go, two movies. So next thing. So, as we all know, what's going on in Haiti, there's been many efforts. One effort is Zidane's going to headline a Haiti charity game that's going to be held in Lisbon, Portugal on Monday. There's going to be other famous stars there, such as like Patrick Kluivert, and Kaká is going to also play. It's going to be pretty exciting, pretty game. So,
Cristiano Ronaldo?
No, he's not going to make it there, but that's why Kaká's playing in his place. I think he had to... He's unavailable, it said here.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Do you know if it's going to broadcast somewhere?
It doesn't say where it's going to broadcast, but I'm sure it'll be on TV.
Yeah,
we'll have to go watch it.
Iranian football party.
That's right, yeah.
Football, I miss football.
That's right, that's right. other things going on in Haiti. So there's been a lot of disorganization there as far as, you know, there's a lot of funding going on, but Haiti donors are meeting to plan rebuilding after the quake destruction. Senator Hillary Clinton and many others, foreign ministers, have gone together. There's been some efforts as far as the medical community also to send a lot of doctors, but I guess there's been a shortage of nurses and physical therapists and other ancillary staff.
حالا وسط صحبت شنیدید در مورد این پسر که بعد از 10 روز از زیر آوار بیرونش آوردن زنده بوده.
Yeah, it's amazing.
There's a lot of miracles doing there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Other US news, so you know, Senator Ted Kennedy passed, so a long time ago, and Scott Brown replaced him as a Republican. So
I think this is the most depressing news. I think this is more depressing than Haiti, honestly.
It's pretty depressing, yeah. They lost the seat there, and then they also lost the 60 votes they had in the Senate, so they no longer will be able to pass everything if they just do party lines. Something that may affect is the health policy reform that's going back through the Senate again.
Did you guys see that Scott Brown like has a picture with his two daughters, and he like said that they were available, and they were like wearing bikini
no
tops
way.
Yeah, no, it was disgusting. Even Glenn Beck was like, this guy's crazy.
Did they? Actually, I saw a clip on Daily Show with Jon Stewart about him. بعد جان استوارت قد بامزه اصلا عجیب غریب بود اون عهد کمپینش نشون میداد که اوه های ایم اسکات براون اند دیس از مای تراک
یه دود هیز ا ویردو
خیلی عجیب غریبه
اصلا
با آدم باورش نمیشه که این مثلا اومده تد کندی رو داره ریپلیس کرد
ایتس اگزکتلی ایتس وری ساد بات
دیگه پدرای بی غیرت هم پیدا میشن توی برنامه غیرت راجع به ایران صحبت میکنه.
That's right. Some news from Iran. So there was actually a plane crash there recently. There was a plane of 157 passengers and 13 crew members. It was headed in Abadan. No, it was headed to Masjid from Abadan on Saturday night. There was caught fire and fortunately everybody was alive. 42 were injured. However, no
deaths. So now how we are going to travel to Mashhad? That's the question,
actually. That's right, that's
actually.
Right. That's a good question.
That's a big question, yeah.
Very good question. Other things going on in Iran. So, you know, human rights. So Iran is cracking down. Human rights disaster reports say there's been 4,000 people supposedly arrested since post-election crackdown. And there's been some kind of outspoken people, human rights groups, saying that, you know, these the way they're being treated and everything like that is not appropriate, and there's a lot of torturing and things like that going on. So the human rights groups are starting to speak out about it more. Next, and then as we know, the opposition groups and the February 11th anniversary of the Islamic Republic of Iran is coming up. There's, you know, expected protests, and the police say that they're going to be less lenient and there's going to be more severe consequences and things like that. As every time it goes on, it seems to be getting more serious.
خدا رحم کن.
نه قبلا لینینت نبودن. خیلی مهربون بودن. هم لینینت.
The latest news is Monday. Two of the opposition leaders, Khatami and Karoubi, they have, although they've kind of backhandedly said that they accept Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as the head of state. However, they still believe the vote in June was fraudulent. So this is kind of, they've kind of softened their tone on the election quite a bit.
جالبه. خیلی خوب. اینم اخبار بود.
Oh, last thing. We got the Saints and the Colts. This weekend was a big football. Real American football. Not soccer. I support
the
soccer.
The sissy ball?
The sissy ball, that's right. I support real soccer too.
Please, football is the best.
Each their own. So the Vikings were defeated by the Saints. It was a field goal in overtime. It was a pretty exciting game. And the Jets, the underdogs that made it very far.
I can't believe they beat the Chargers.
Yeah, that was quite a game too. They lost. So it's going to be the Saints and Colts 2 weeks with the Pro Bowl.
I'm excited. Are you excited about it?
یه
خبر قدیمی که مرتبط به شوه امشبه اینه که تو مالزی اکتبر پارسال که گذشت اکتبر 2009 یه نفر رو دستگیر کردن چون که لباس پلیس پوشیده بود و رفته بود مثلا با لباس پلیس این ور اونور هر کاری دلش می‌خواست می‌کرد و ایرانی بوده یه ایرانی تو مالزی بعد خلاصه دستگیرش کردن به جرم کلاهبرداری دیگه امیدواریم که ایرانی ها یه مقداری از شیطونی های خودشون دست بردارن. بریم بریک بگیریم برگردیم و به بحث. کاوه یه چیزی میخواست بگه.
Oh, and then one last thing. Conan O'Brien. That's, you know, a big thing now. So his last show was this last Friday. He had over 7 million viewers. He had Will Ferrell on the show. It was pretty exciting. And then, of course, he's, you know, the contract's been broken, so he's received a huge lump sum being divided among his and his group. So I think it was 45 million, and I'm not sure how much.
I think he's getting 33.
33
million.
Of it. Okay, that's quite a bit. And then he's leaving NBC. Bah, bah,
bah, bah. من که غمگین نیستم. اگه همچین چیزی به من برسه با شکستن یه کانترکت, I take it. And run.
شاید تو کانترکتت با ایرانی هم چجوریه؟
16 million.
16 million real.
Yeah. No euros.
Yes. خیلی خوب. You're listening to Iranican Live on Radio Java.
این حد اومده ها ای جان علیشو میخواد یا کیوان کبری بیام یا پیکان با پیکان رشته یه خودمون بماریه باباش کارش نداریه ولی ماشین خودش براریه میمیرم با ستینم الامیه ای بای عاشقین دفتری و منم گرفتار شدم مطربی
مطربی مطربی بدکاریه کیوان گرفتار شدم تا ببینم ضرب و تنبک میزنه و باریک به بندت مایه عاشقی در بردیه عشقین گرفتار شدم تا ببینم دل بر و با دست به سینه 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 سینه
برگشتیم به بحث امشب راجع به لباس، لباس پوشیدن یا لباس نپوشیدن و میخوایم برخواد این بحث رو باز کنیم. شاهد داشت صحبت میکرد راجع به اینکه چقدر واقعا زندگی شیرین بود اون موقعی که شاهد بچه تر بود و ماما باش نمیذاشتن لباس بپوشه، یعنی لباس که خودش دلش میخواد بپوشه. خب من به مامان مامانت حق میدم، واقعا چه معنی داره که تو لباسای ریویلینگ اینجوری بپوشی؟
چی میگی؟ بچه بودم 6 ساله بودم
اصلا من میخواستم چه معنی لباسای خودش انتخاب بکنه.
آره دیگه بچه 6 ساله دامن بپوشه.
Can I ask a question, what kind of dress slacks did you wear to school every day?
What do you mean?
Were they like business, they wear like a pantsuit every day like Hillary Clinton style?
Okay, I have to say I can't believe I'm saying this on air. I wore suspenders.
What kind of suspenders involved? Are we like Larry King suspenders? Like,
yeah.
Not overalls. Would you wear overalls or suspenders?
No, I did wear overalls, but that was like casual Friday wear.
Your parents had casual Fridays.
Yeah, they did. Oh my gosh. I was tortured. I know.
میگم بعدم یه عکسی نشون بده از خودت خیلی خوبه.
Oh my god.
ما یه سری عکسای شاهد رو پست میکنیم روی وبسایت iranican.com، وبسایتی هست که شما میخواید چک کنید. اگرم ایمیلی دارید میخواین راجع به این موضوع با ما بحثی کنین، چیزی بگین، iranicanlive@radiojavan.com ایمیل آدرس ماست و شاید حتما ایمیل های شما رو میخونه. شما میتونید عکسای خودتون رو بفرستین اگه دوست داشته باشین.
It make me feel better about my suspenders.
آره خلاصه.
خب حالا یه سری من یه نکته بگم. حالا این گذشته از شوخی، مثلا صحبتی که شاهد میکنه به نظر من خیلی کامنه در مورد خامادای ایرانی، پدر مادر ایرانی در مورد دختراش. کمتر این مسئله من شنیدم حداقل از پسرای ایرانی که گیر بدم پدر مادر که چی میپوشی، اینو نپوش، اونو بپوش، شعبارو
بگش پایین.
Exactly.
با پایین بالا. You thought Shaw's parents were bad. No,
wow. تو بچه بودی چی کار میکنم؟
نه یعنی واقعا چیزم نمیدونم مسئله.
No, my brother gets away with so much more.
دقیقا همینم رو میخوام بگم. حالا مثلا من واقعیتش رو بخواین، من خودم این تجربه رو خوشبختانه هیچ وقت نداشتم. این پدر مادر من هیچ وقت، نه مادرم نه پدرم، هیچ کدوم به من نگفتن که چجوری بپوش چجوری نپوش. اصلا تا الان یادم نمیاد هیچ وقت نه ایراد گرفته باشن یا به هم انتخاب کرده باشن لباسم واسه خود. مثلا همیشه آزاد بودم. ولی این رو از اطرافیانم خیلی شدم، دخترای اطرافم. حالا نمیدونم، شاید بشه روی این بحث کرد که چرا این قضیه انقدر نمیشه چی بگن سکسیسته، یعنی چرا پدر مادر انقدر بین به دختر و پسرشون تفاوت میذارن.
آخه فقط لباس نیست دیگه، تقریبا همه چیز همینه متاسفانه.
And how exactly would a boy dress revealing,
you know? Exactly. My
parents, my dad would make fun of me. چرا کلاهات اینجوری بپوشی؟
Exactly, but it's all
بزرگه.
Fun.
It's just baggy. But it's baggy. It's not like I'm. Yeah, kerovat kaji. Yeah, right. Yeah, but it's a different thing when girls cross a certain line dressing. It's,
what line?
Line of decency.
Look, a guy can dress poorly. He'll probably look like a slob. A girl could dress poorly and she'll look like a slut. It's a different issue.
Right.
Not that a girl can look like a slob, but usually that's not the line they choose to cross. When they cross the line.
ولی در جواب این فکر میکنم اگه پدر مادرها گیر ندن خیلی راحت تر میتونن این قضیه رو حل کنن. با گیر دادن بیشتر بچه رو نسبت به اون چیزایی که خودشون نمیخوان این بچه انجام بده، بچه یعنی میره بیشتر انجام میده. یعنی من دارم در واقع فقط اینجا یه نمونه کوچیک مثال خودم و شاهدو دارم میگم. میگم من پسر در مادرم میگم هیچ وقت به من هیچی نگفتم، مثلا پدر مادر شاهد تمام مدت داشتن
بهشون گفتن. Didn't go change on the bus. I did.
Exactly.
Who was sitting next to you on the bus while you were changing? My question. Did you guys have dividers?
ببینید مهوش چه لباسی پوشه، شاهد چه لباسی پوشه. ببین این تقصیر شما پدر و مادراست.
Wait, what? What did he say? I didn't even...
He's saying her parents never bugged her about it. Look at how she dresses compared to how you dress.
I know. It's true.
It backfires. It backfires.
That's why I keep pressing on live stream and no one listens.
من بعد از سالها مطالعه و گرفتن دبل پی اچ دی در به اصطلاح پدر مادر بودن و رفتار پدر مادر و روانشناسی پدر مادر نسبت به بچه‌ها یک فتوایی دارم بدم، اونم اینه که به نظر من پدر مادرها اصلا نباید از مثلا حق ویتو میمونه، میدونی چی میگم؟ یعنی هر چیزی میتونی به بچت بگی، ولی مثلا به نظر من باید یه قدرتیه که خیلی کم باید ازش استفاده بشه. It's something that you need to exercise very very rarely. به خاطر که هر یه باری که اگر مثلا به صورت معمول همینجوری هر روز بخوای بگی که این کارو بکن اون کارو نکن، حالا چه لباس باشه چه هر چیز دیگه، اینو بپوش اونو نپوش، یواش یواشون اثرش از بین میره. اصلا دیگه اون بچه فکر نمیکنه که حالا یه دلیلی پشت این هست که تو اینو بپوش یا نپوش. همش داره فکر میکنه که بابا اینا که هر روز به من همینو میگن، یه راهی پیدا میکنم که کار خودم رو انجام بدم.
دقیقاً، یعنی اون همین صحبت پدر مادر به نظرم میشه تبدیل میشه یه نویزی توی بک‌گراند که تو هر کاری میخوای انجام میدی، ولی خب اونم حالا دارن حرف خودشونو میزنن. یعنی دیگه اصلا اون اثرش واقعا به نظر من از دست میده. یعنی توی دیگه توی چیزای مهمتر به نظر من خیلی بی اثرتره، کم اثرتره.
But you know what else I think is important is that when you allow your parents to talk about what you wear, it allows, when you grow up, it allows other people to talk about what you wear. Like, for me, it's much easier to have somebody tell me, like, comment on my clothes. مثلا من بهشون اجازه میدم این کارو بکنن تا اینکه یه کسی بودم که مثلا مام بابام اصلا دخالت نمیکردن. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's more normal for me for someone to come into my closet and like pick out clothes or something like that. As opposed to someone who never had that sort of control, it's like weird for them. Like, what are you doing? For me, it's like kind of. Exactly. No, but I'm saying like in other relationships, it'd be easier for. It's easier for me to understand why like a friend or a boyfriend or a husband or a fiance would tell me something shouldn't be worn and something else should be worn.
متوجه. بسیار موضوع خوبی. حالا اتفاقا سگمنت بعد همش راجع به اون می‌خوایم صحبت کنیم. ولی به نظرتون سولوشن چیه؟
سولوشن این قضیه،
آره، یعنی حل مسئله چیه؟ با چی کار بکنیم برای مثلا پدر مادرایی که خیلی کنترلینگن، خیلی مثلا حالا وسواس دارن یا به هر دلیلی بچه‌شون نمیخوان این لباسو بپوشه یا میخوان اون لباسو بپوشه، یا چیکار میشه که چه راهش تو چیه؟ راهش اینه که مثل شاهد لباس بذارین تو کیفتون بریم بیرون یا اینکه هر روز دعوا کنین یا به حرفشون گوش بدین.
No, really, that is the solution. I mean, I hate to be bad here, but honestly, like, it was either fight with my parents every day or tell them, yes, yeah, sure, I'll wear that and then change.
Well, I think he means what's the solution from the parenting side.
Well,
right?
I don't think. Well, his parents are going to be so controlling. They're like 40 years old. They're not going to change.
That's not necessarily true. No. I mean, I honestly, again, I'm a guy, so I probably got it easier than my sister. But I don't remember my sister ever pushing those boundaries. But my parents were always really good about not setting too many boundaries, but knowing where to set them. You know, because kids, I don't know if it's the same in Iran, but here kids are kind of bred to push their limits a little bit. Like you keep pushing till you feel
That's
someone push
true.
Back.
Yeah,
and so if they set it loose enough, or if they set it on only the important things, you know, they'll. Like, I remember Basham, I'm going to go shower every day.
And my parents. Oh, my brother does too.
Hey, go down. Okay. Can my son pick me up? Hold on, my son Basham will be shy. Like they'll make fun of me.
Yeah,
I'm like
yeah.
Until I'm like, okay, mom, take me to the mall. I want to get my. Like Dibunay told, no way, we're not taking. They drew the line, but they're like they're trying to let me make the decision for myself until it got to the point where I was probably making a dumb decision, but.
Okay. But wait, so you don't have your ears pierced right now?
No.
Oh, okay. You didn't go and secretly do it? I would have.
No. I didn't do it.
I didn't have the guts.
I didn't have a ride to the mall. I was like 11 years old. What do you want me to do?
آیا از سالگی به بازی گوش
دادم؟
ولی خب به نظر من دقیقا اینه که نباید زیاد حرف زد. حرف زدن رو باید کم کرد و یه مقدار اون روی اکشن کار کرد که بچه ببینه. چون میتونی هر چقدر بخواد حرف بزنی، ولی واقعا به نظر من یک عمل کار هزار تا حرف زدن رو انجام میده. یعنی هر چقدر میخواید دو رو دیگه هفته بشه با بچه حرف بزن، ولی تا اکشن رو نبینه است و نمیتونه. یعنی
چه جور اکشنی رو نگره؟
یعنی بر اخلاق that makes sense، ولی لباس پوشیدن your parents
aren't going to be a role model for you. Definitely not. Like my mom wore the clothes she was telling me to wear, which she did. It just turns me off from it.
نمیدونم شدم برمیگرده به شخصیت هر کسی. یعنی من مثلا من خود من هیچ وقت چیز هیچ وقت سعی نکردم نه یعنی میگم پدرم بودم هیچ وقت من هیچ چی نگفتم، ولی من خودم هم یه جورایی متوجه بودم که چه لباسه خوبه. البته خب یه چیزی هم که اینجا من شاید فراموش بکنیم اینه که من ایران بزرگ شدم، ایران مدرسه رفتم، ایران های اسکول رفتم، ولی مثلا شاهد اینجا بزرگ شده. نمیدونم شاید دیگه یعنی تو ایران موقعیتی برای دختر وجود نداره که بخواد مثلا لباس ریبیلینگ بپوشه، اصلا آپشنش وجود نداره که بخواد این کارو انجام بده. نو ولی خب حتی برای مثلا مهمونیایی هم که میرفتم که خب دیگه خانوادگی و این حرفا بود یا مثلا دوستان و اینها بودن، باز همونجا هیچ علاقه‌ای به این که مثلا لباس اینجوری بپوشم نداشت.
خیلی خب بریک بگیریم برگردیم بحث ادامه بدیم. You're listening to Ironican live on Radio Jam. داشتیم الان نوبت word of the week هست، کلمه هفته، و از شاهد عزیز میخوایم که کلمه انگلیسی این هفته.
It's not yours, it is yours.
Let's be clear, it's yours.
I didn't come up with it.
I might explain it. You screamed out the word of the week.
Ali, why don't you just define it?
I will define it if you admit that you screamed it out 2 seconds
ago. Okay, I did scream it out.
Okay, how about this? Shall I say what it is?
There you go.
And then we'll get the definition.
What did you just scream out with glee 10 seconds before we went on the air? Tell
muffin top.
Muffin top.
Yeah, did you say muffin?
Muffin top has to do with someone who's not necessarily overweight too much, but okay, you know how a muffin or a cupcake when the wrapping is around it, yeah, and there's some of the dough, some of the cake comes over the top. So let's say there's a girl who's wearing a tube top and tight jeans who has no business on this earth wearing a tube type of tight jeans. when her gut starts to flow over her Forever 21 belt, that is a muffin top.
Okay,
and it can happen with guys too. A guy like plumbers maybe whose like shirts don't cover their belly. It's a muffin top, but I think
girls tend to have more.
In the context of what we're talking about, girls who don't have any business dressing revealingly, who are
you're gonna get hate mail for that.
Who screamed the word out? I'm defining it for my Iranian brothers and sisters.
Anybody can wear a tube top.
Price.
And tight jeans.
کلمه کلمه فارسی این هفته.
It's not gonna be as good as muffin top.
کلمه فارسی این هفته هست شلوار خانواده.
منم نمیدونم چیه.
شلوار خانواده همون شلوار کردیه که خیلی گشاده. شنیدی شلوار کردی؟ شلوار کردی خیلی گشاده، مثلا یه کش بالاش داره، بعد پاچه هاش هر کدوم اندازه مثلا 3 تا آدم توش جا میشه، بعد پایینش هم اندازه مثلا
پای لباس منزه
شبیه اونه یه خورده تر مثلا
but you wear it in the house Danny.
نه بعضی فرهنگای ایرانی حتی بیرون هم میپوشنش، مثلا شلوار کاره براشون میدونی، مثلا ممکنه کشاورز باشه طرف یا هر چیز دیگه باشه ممکنه اینو بپوشه.
حالا یه سوال دارم، این واقعا مال کرداست که اسم شلوار کردیه؟ یعنی تو
احتمالاً اون ناحیه بیشتر ازش استفاده میشده که اسم شلوار کردیه، ولی من نمیدونم. اینو مطمئن نیستم، میتونم ریسرچ کنم. منتها شلوار خانواده که کلمه به اصطلاح در حقیقت جوونا این روزا بعضی موقع استفاده میکنن، میگن مثلا طرف شلوار خانواده پاش بود، منظور که شلوار خیلی گشاد پاش بود، یا حالا شاید واقعا شلوار کردی پاش بوده. اینم از این.
I vote for muffin top. I think it won this round.
بسیار عالی. خب میخوایم بریم به قسمت جالبتر برنامه بپرزیم، اونم این که حالا توی ریلیشنشیپ و توی رابطه بین دختر پسر که حالا نمیدونم حالا دوست دختر دوست پسرن، نام زدن، زن و شوهرن یا هر چی که هستن، این لباس پوشیدن چه نقشی داره. مثال میزنم براتون، بسیار اتفاق میفته که مثلا دختر لباس میشه میاد مثلا میگه که این چه شکلی، به نظرت من چه شکلی شدم، من how do I look، مثلا خوشگل شدم فلان شدم فلان نشدم.
Do I look fat؟
Don't fall for it.
تقریبا هر جوابی بدی هیچ فرقی نداره، هر جوابی بدی اون طرف ناراحت میشه. خیلی جالبه. ولی میخوام ببینم شما مثلا اگه تجربه‌ای داشتین و یا اینکه مثلا چجوری این موضوع رو می‌بینین که لباس مثلا تو کار لباس پوشیدن همدیگه دخالت بکنی نمی‌کنی.
I think like I was saying last segment, it's more normal for me, although I try to like make myself aware of it. It's more normal for me if someone I'm in a relationship comments on the way I dress, but I don't think it's right.
من هم موافق نیستم که به نظر من وقتی اگر کسی مثلا با من آشنا شده، حالا دوست داره با من رابطه ای داشته باشه، توی ریلیشنشیپ باشه، منو همون جوری که هستم باید قبول بکنه و فکر نمی کنم قبل از اون ریلیشنشیپ و بعد از اون ریلیشنشیپ خیلی تغییر مهمی، این تغییر مثلا یه هوی اتفاق بیفته مثلا از طرز لباس پوشیدن این حرفا. اگه تغییر میجری انجام نشده نباید مثلا از طرف توقع داشت اونجوری که تو میخوای مثلا لباس پوشه، همون جوری که هست باید قبولت بکنه به نظر من.
I agree. What do you think?
I don't think there's anything wrong with your girlfriend saying, oh, can you wear this tonight? Like, this looks good on you. Or if I have a show or something, I'll tell my girlfriend, oh, can you wear this top? This looks really hot on you. Like, my girlfriend's
but
hot.
But didn't you see how that's objectifying her?
No, not at all. Not any more than I'm going to meet her friend. She's like, oh, can you wear your sport coat and your Hugo Boss shirt?
If it's two ways, then that makes
sense. Yeah.
I
have an older sister, so I'm not... and. I have a lot of older cousins, so I'm never like they always. If they oh, this looks terrible on you, go put this on. Sometimes I listen, sometimes I didn't. But I'm bad. Been bad. Never caught. I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah. It was bad on me.
Oh no, no. One thing that if I'm Ali, me, like, for example, I'm not able to say. If I'm with someone, for example, even with my brothers or به برادرام یا کسی هم که حتی مثلا باش تو ریلیشنشیپ من بگم که مثلا این رنگ بهت میاد اینو بپوش مثلا right. you know, یا این شلوار قشنگه whatever هر چی مسئله right. نیست you know. نه اون فکر نمی کنم مثلا مشکلی باشه تا تو داری طرف کامپلیمنت میدی چون تو دوست داری که مثلا طرف you want him to look the best you know his best
right.
at least
right.
حالا اگر که دختره لباس مثلا خیلی باز بپوشه مثلا too revealing آیا پسر حق داره بگه که مثلا این رو نپوش یا مثلا یه خورده پوشیده تر باشه یا من خوشم نمیاد اینجوری لباس پوشیدی یا نه؟
I would do it in a funny way. Like maybe if she's wearing, I would never, I would never tell her to wear. Like first of all, if I tell her, can you wear this top? It would never be something revealing. Secondly, if she did wear something like that, I would masan. I joke around, masan. I'm joking. It's big as I'm like with Sinash. Like ha ha ha. Like cover yourself up a little bit. And masan nakim masan tambish koni. Like go back in your room and put on a shirt. You know.
Time out.
Right.
Go in your room.
Total time out. No, because she masan dafe bad. She knows. Oh, he does not keep his gofti, but she knows he doesn't like it when I dress like that.
What if maybe, she dresses up worse than before? Like what if she's rebellious?
Then you kick her to the curb. That's what you do. I don't know. No. Then it's maybe it becomes an issue. I don't know. I've never had to deal with this issue in a relationship where a girl dresses too revealing, but
you care. You care, right?
Diga, there's certain things that are for you to look at, not for everyone to look at. I mean, maybe you wouldn't have cared if she wasn't your girlfriend yet. Maybe that would have made
so
you go talk to her in the first
right?
place.
When someone's your girlfriend, when someone's not your girlfriend, like
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. The way a girl dressed the first time you met her may prevent her from being your girlfriend. You may go talk to her, but you may kind of have it stored in the back of your mind that she had her chest hanging out at the bar. That, you know, like, okay, just I'm not going to take her too seriously. She was
just because she had her chest hanging out at the
I'm
bar.
I'm trying to use an example.
No, but you meant that.
Yeah, I did mean that.
But why wouldn't you take someone seriously? Like, just because they have a chest.
I mean, depends.
Happens to be hanging out.
The degree of hangage is important, too.
No, why? That's exactly like assuming someone's stupid if they're blonde. No. I don't understand.
Wow, I didn't assume anyone's
stupid.
No, you're saying this to me. No, mahvash, don't you see?
Blonde بودن که چیزی نیست که تو خودت انتخاب بکنی که حالا اصلا من قضیه
بلوند. She wanted to wear a top, but her chest
is hanging. انتخاب کردن لباس پوشیدن کاملا یه انتخاب توه.
خب انتخاب توه. تو فکر میکنی خوشگله که you let your chest hang out. And then this guy's like, I'm not going to treat her as if I'm going to be like her boyfriend because
درست هم هست. درست هم بخواد اگه بفرض خب اگه مثلا من خوشم نمیاد از همچین چیزی هیچ وقت نمیرم. همون چیزی که محبش گفت باید همونجوری که اون طرفو دیدی و شناختی باش بذاری همونجوری بمونه.
So
من هیچ وقت نمیخوام با اون طرف دوست بشم یا به قولن وارد یه ریلیشنشیپ جدی بشم به خاطر که اگه میخواد اینجوری لباس بپوشه من ناراحت میشم. Why do I have to go through that all that? هیچ نیازی نیست که من خودم رو اذیت کنم که یا بخوام بگم که خب حالا امیدوارم که بتونم بهش یاد بدم که اینجوری لباس نپوشه دیگه.
ولی خب شاید پسرایی هم باشن که مثلا اینجوری خوششون بیاد اصلا دوست دارن دختره.
شاید مثلا یه جوری مثلا you meet a girl she's really cool ولی مثلا آخرش هم میدونی مثلا معلوم خانومه. You know what I mean? نه که مثلا if she dresses a certain way معلوم خانوم نیست but it's like okay, it's suspect.
You should differentiate. Sound better now.
I'm just saying you may
Shahid, there's hope for you. There are people who like that.
Stop! No! Shut up! Ali, it's not funny. He said it. I told him to shut up, and you're laughing, and it's not funny. Whatever.
She's laughing too.
All right, move now. اگه عاشق یه نفر باشی چی به حرفش گوش میدی؟
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Why is that unfortunate?
Because I don't want to listen to anybody.
اگه باید بگی که خیلی باید مثلا conservative لباس بپوشی.
No, I mean,
I did.
Why? Why would I want to die for someone who tells me to change the way I dress?
No. قبل از که مثلا راجع به دریس اینا صحبتی بشه اصلا.
Okay, if he promises to when he goes out that he won't look at any girls dressed like sluts either.
Oh, so it's a one-to-one relationship. یعنی که اگر اون پسره نگاه به کسی نکنه پس تو هم بهش حق میدی که از تو بخواد که لباس کانسرواتیو بپوشی.
That doesn't mean anything.
What are you talking about?
If a stripper walks across the street and your boyfriend happens to look at the stripper, that means it's okay for you to dress like a stripper? Because there's a stripper walking across the street. It draws attention.
Okay, first of all, you're bringing up really hypothetical situations. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Ali. I'm not talking about a random what is he doing when there's a stripper walking on the street?
Shahid, Broadway, San Francisco, RFD. It's not a hypothetical situation.
Yeah, it's really not. It's really, really not.
No. Okay, you guys are trying to make me sound crazy, and I'm not. What I'm saying is when he goes to a party and there's girls in miniskirts and he's asking me not to wear a miniskirt, then he can't talk to the girls in miniskirts.
If he's with you, why would he be talking to the... You said look at is different than talk to.
Okay, no, what I meant to look, check out, talk to.
I'm sorry, if he's hitting on girls, whether they're wearing miniskirts or not, when he's out with you, you're probably not a winner, this guy.
No, but every guy has, like, is friendly to girls.
Right. Okay.
So that needs to stop.
So be a jerk to girls in miniskirts if you're not.
Yeah, because he's obviously talking about me like as if I shouldn't wear those things.
خیلی خوب، یه بریک دیگه باید بگیریم، وقتی برمیگردیم کلیپ آف دی ویک از کامینگ اپ.
C'est tout Dans ta vela d'antivano Non vuoi più amar nessuno Perché dimentichi anche me C'est tout Non vuoi più amar nessuno Vedi a stringere la mano Che ti legava un giorno me Della fine per te sono lacrime d'amore perché t'amo 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 perdutamente t'amo finché il mondo vi t'avrà finché il sole luccavrà finché vivrò perché io voglio averti solo per me sempre
Oh, we're back now. Hot discussion of relationship and relationships and dressing up.
Quick program note: Shahid's not crazy. All right, let's move on.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Let everybody know.
Yeah,
I'm not.
We know.
ولی به هر حال گفتی که همونجوری که میخواد من لباس بپوشم همونجوری هم با همون دخترایی که دوست نداره اونجوری لباس بپوشن نباید حرف بزنه.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not possible for the guy that I know in the future that I will date. That's not going to be possible for him because he's going to be social. And
oh,
so,
پس این یه trap-ه. یعنی
exactly.
یعنی که میخوای بگی که اگر راست میگی، اگر راست میگی نخوای من اینجوری لباس نپوشم.
Cut yourself off from your social life.
پس تو با هیچ کدوم از دخترها حرف نزن که نمیتونی و چون نمیتونی من همینجوری که دلم میخواد لباس میپوشم.
Exactly.
آها. اگه اون حالا اومدیم و این پسر واقعا خیلی دوستت داشت و به خاطر تو
خیلی آقا بود
و عاشقت بود و به خاطر تو
اسمش چیه؟
به خاطر تو اسمش هم بعدن بهت میگم دوستان عزیز ایمیل ما هست iranicanlive@radiojavan.com اسمتون رو به شاهد لطفا بفرستید اومدیم خلاصه این به خاطر که خیلی تو رو دوست داره دیگه هیچ وقت با هیچ دختری که مثلا به قول تو مینی اسکرت میشه دامن کوتاه میشه صحبت نکرد ولی حالا این دخترها اومدن میخوان با این صدا سلام علیک میکنه زشت جوابشون نده که دیگه
نه خیر زشت نیست
زشت دست نه جوابشون بده
که مثلا imagine you guys have some mutual friends that you agree oh doesn't مثلا
So my Sanam friends
or whatever wear kind of I'm, I don't know anyone named Sanam by the way that's a fake name wear revealing clothes yeah she does but yeah
so she should learn not to wear it around my boyfriend
but what if she's your friend
That's cool. She shouldn't wear it around my
so
boyfriend.
So your friend's not allowed
if
to talk
I'm
to your
If I'm not allowed to wear sexy clothing, she's not either. Hold That's on. BS.
What
I
if she's one of your friends? Your boyfriend's That's not allowed to talk to your friend? If she comes up and says, hi, I can't talk to you because you just...
Because
when me and my friends and him hang out, they will be dressed exactly how I'm dressed.
تو که نمیتونی define کنی
yes,
که دوست داد
بگی You can tell your friends what to wear
امشب شما در خونه من میای dress code strictly this you know if you
yes,
don't
you
wear
can.
this
and
don't
if they don't I kick them out
جدی میگی
به خدا I have no problem I have no problem I'll just be like okay, like I'll give them dirty looks and I won't talk to them and I'll give them the cold shoulder and then they'll learn
That's one exciting relationship
Wow And that's with her friends I don't
No no no
you
no
don't
no,
know
you
know what she does with her boyfriend
هر شب یه داستان جدیده
But this is all hypothetical. This is all hypothetical if my boyfriend were to ask me to stop dressing a certain way.
Right.
Yada da da da. I mean, I wouldn't do that on average with my friends. No.
Right.
اوکی okay. خب حالا بریم به بریم سراغ موضوع بعدی من خواهم بینم که حالا دخترها با دخترها قبل از اون کلیپ آف دی ویک گفتیم که باید بذاریم بنابراین به کلیپ آف دی ویک یا به اصطلاح اون آدیو کلیپ این هفته گوش میدیم و ادامه
Hosting the Tonight Show has been the fulfillment of a lifelong dream for me. And I just want to say to the kids out there watching, you can do anything you want in life. Yeah. Yeah, unless Jay Leno wants to do it too.
That's funny.
این صدای کنن اوبرایان بود، همونجوری که تو اخبار شنیدید. آخرین برنامه خودش رو جمعه پیش اجرا کرد به عنوان هست تونایت شو.
این مال جمعه بود این کلیپ؟
نه این مال جمعه نبود، مال قبل از جمعه بود. به هر حال آدم باحالی بود. حالا ببینیم بعد از این چیکار میکنه.
آره من که خیلی ارادت بهشون اراده خاصی بهش پیدا کردم.
بسیار
خوب.
حالا صحبت دخترها شد با دخترها. همیشه یه چیز به اصطلاح یک حسادتی وجود داره بین دخترها و دخترها.
Excuse me. بعد
چرا پسرا
نه
oh cuz it's true.
No, it's not.
It depends. It depends.
Are you a girl? Is that why you know?
نه نه نه. ولی یه چیزی هست. مثلا
you've been around.
مثلا یه مهمونی، یه پارتی، هر چی هست، مثلا 7 8 تا دختر، 10 تا 20 تا 50 تا دختر، هر چقدر هست. بعد اگر یکی دو تا از این دخترها مثلا یه جور متفاوت با بقیه لباس پوشیده باشن، بقیه همه ناراحت میشینن، به چشم مثلا چپ چپ نگاهشون میکنن و مثلا میگن که مثلا این چی فکر کرده، مثلا کجا اومده، مثلا چه میدونم لباس مثلا خیلی شیک و بیکتر پوشیده، بقیه خورده کجوالترن یا بقیه خورده راحتر لباس پوشیدن، اون یه خورده مثلا تنگتر و ریویلینگتر پوشیده. اینا درست میگم یعنی من پسرم در این حرف میزنم؟ به نظر میاد که اتفاقاتی میفته از نظر به اصطلاح شیمی بدن زنان یه مقداری اونجا
شیمی کمستری
میکنه. آره
واو.
I don't think it runs that deep. I just think it's like when you're someplace and there's a certain dress code and someone comes dressed different from that dress code. And I mean, it's not dress code. I don't like saying that, but it's kind of like an unspoken
rule
among the girls. And somebody or one or two girls break that rule, then they're going to be hated. I feel bad. I mean, like I've been victim to that. And I guess because it's like this destructive cycle, because like I've been through it, I'll do it to other girls, and then I'll go through it again, and I'll do it to other girls. Like, it's just like what we do, just hate on each other.
and it's not chemical, you're saying. Thanks, even though you're literally on both, you're on both sides.
It's not jealousy. I feel like it's just habit. Like,
it's cattiness is all it is.
No, it's not cattiness.
ولی شاید این باشه که مثلا دختر رو دوست دارن اترکتیو باشن، بعد یکی مثلا میاد ازشون بیشتر خوشگل‌تر خودشون
میخواد. You know what, if a girl dresses up more attractively than the other girls that are there, she's like, damn it, if I could have dressed up that attractively and now she looks better than when she walks in. Like, though sometimes I'll just see a girl walk in and I'm like, oh my god, my girlfriend, my cousins are gonna go off on this girl. And then like next time I talk to her, do you see the wannabe Megan Fox in the corner? Think she's so hot and da-da-da. I'm like, oh, I knew it. the second she walked in the room, I'm like, this girl's gonna get it. From every other girl in the room, like, looks at her like, I hate you right now.
Yeah, it's like 2,500-year-old tradition.
And it's not chemical, you're saying. It is chemical.
I don't think it's chemical. No, because reaction. I think for some people, okay, like if I was with my boyfriend, then it probably is chemical because it's that possessive part of me coming out. But in general, when you're in a group, I don't think it's jealousy or competitiveness. I think it's just, what are you doing? Like, what's your problem?
I was like, in judge,
why do you have to create this? Because, okay, girls aren't competitive until something happens to make them competitive. So if a girl comes dressed up really different and really sexy, and it's like a very casual night out. Yeah, it's totally like it's like
I'm competitive hasin. فقط یهو میبینم این یکی is on a totally different level.
No, they're not on a different level because I think all girls are on one level. Some girls just want to take, you know, make something. I don't know how to explain it. It's not competition until someone makes it competition. Does that make sense?
تقریبا تا یه حدودی. برای من که دخترم خیلی راحت متوجه شدن
پیژاما پارتی باشه.
Right.
چی؟
اگه پیژاما پارتی باشه.
آره، باشه
دختر. یکی پیژاماشو از ویکتوریا سیکرت میخره.
No, not like that. No, that's really minor.
Well, what about if a girl, you see a girl with like a purse you're like dying to have and she walks
no,
in with it, you're
envy.
Like, I
that's
hate
coveting.
You.
No. What? Yeah, I guess, okay, that's different. Just that's weird.
That's
no, nobody
than
would. I don't do that personally, but no. It's like, let's say we're all going to the movies. Like all the girls and a couple of guys are going to the movies. And then some girl comes in like with the cocktail dress on and like heels.
right,
then it's that girl is gonna get it, because it's all the girls, we all have this like casual look, and she's coming in like, look at me, I'm so hot. It's like, wow, you can't go get attention at home. Like, what's
but does that have anything to do with the fact that probably all the guys like heads turned when she walked in?
Probably, yeah, probably. And I mean, I can't say that if it was just girls, that wouldn't happen either, though.
Solution is chie? Ba chikar kanim hala?
The attention-starved women should just go die. Like, I don't know. I don't like attention-starved people.
بنظرم باید خیلی اعتماد به نفس به خودت داشته باشی. لازم نیست آدم نگران باشه. اوکی کی داره چجوری لباس میپوشه. اگه به خودت اعتماد داری. اگه به خودت و به اون چیزی کاری که الان رفتی انجام بدی برای چی رفتی بیرون. رفتی مثلا با دوستات باشی. اینجوری بکنی. تایم تو حالا مثلا مثالی که شاهد داره میزنه. بری فیلم ببینی. خودت نگرانی که اوکی حالا اون طرف مثلا چجوری لباس پوشیده. حالا تو دوستات اگه میشناسی برای چی نگرانی؟ به نظر من
یا یعنی بخندی به از
آره یعنی من واقعیتش من خندم میگیره که کس someone is trying so hard
right.
exactly.
برای من is trying hard I'm like okay whatever.
Exactly.
چقدر مثلا برای یه مووی رفتم وقت گشته مثلا من ربع ساعت آماده شدم و احتمالا مثلا یک ساعت طول کشید تا آماده بشه یعنی سو به نظر من خودت هستی یعنی اون چیزی با چشمای خودت تو داری دنیا رو میبینی و اون چیزی که در داخل خودت همش ریفلکشنه اون چیزی دیدی که تو از خودت داری
دست
بودایی
به آینه نگاه کنید
خب
من میخوام بگم که قبل از که بریک بگیریم یه کوتاه هم راجع به پسرام صحبت کنیم چون حالا پسرا با پسرا بین هم احتمالا مشکل زیاده ولی جالبه بعضی لباس پوشیدن بعضی پسرا مخصوصا ماها که الان نمیدونم اگه تهران بودین که واقعا برای من بسیار صحنه دیدنیه یعنی خودش یه نوع سینما و تئاتر که من تو خیابونای تهران که راه میرم پسرا رو میبینم که چجوری لباس میپوشن موها مثلا به چه شکلیه هر یه دونه نخ مو مثلا یک ساعت روش کار شده و روی هوا اینجوری معلق وایساده و یقه ها مثلا باز این یقه باز یقه باز حال میکنین شما مثلا یقه مثلا
ایران یقه باز
الان ناف پسر باز
حالا مثلا
حالا مثلا تو پارتی یا همینجا
what
fire hazard Persian hair is very brittle that this in the summertime like it spontaneously just
خب این بریک بگیریم برگردیم ادامه میدیم صحبت از لباس پوشیدن پسرها بود توی بحث امشب که کلن راجع به لباس پوشیدنه و علی گفت که خب یقه باز پسرها که بعض موقع تا نزدیکای نافشون میاد یه مقداری خطرناکه چون ممکنه که موهایی که اون زیر از آتیش بگیره ولی آره راستی اونایی که شیف میکنن چی مثلا
واجبی I don't want to think or comment about this anymore ladies anyone
I think it's okay if you have a nice body and you're tan and you're hot. I mean, there's a certain level of hotness that
you watch Jersey Shore, don't you?
توی شهر یعنی توی خیابون اینجوری میگردن با اون قیافه
آره. I think it's immature. Disgusting. I think it's immature.
پسرای ایرانی زیاد هستن که مثلا پارتی اینجوری میرن.
تا یه حدی میشه قبول کرد ولی چیزه برای من مثل کسی که دیگه they're dying for attention. Yeah, they don't know what to do.
The Irani boys need to deal with their hair first before the shirts. Just your hair doesn't need to be 6 feet off the top of your head.
Is it called manscaping?
I don't know what it's called. I'm talking about the hair on top of your head. Oh. The male, like the Persian Guido blowout, like the male, the Persian Jersey Shore style, like up here.
Statue of Liberty.
What, I mean, just like you're a man. If you spend more than 15 minutes on your hair, you're a man. You're kind of you're crossing the border. You're a woman at that point.
Are you just jealous because you can't get your hair to look like that?
Actually, I wouldn't even need gel to get my hair to look like that. I have the Persian afro that would stick from here to the ceiling like Kid and Play if I wanted it to, but I don't do my hair like that.
Iman میگه این مدل مو میگن آناناسی.
نه آخه تو ایران یه مدت حالا نمیم الان دقیقا چی جوریه ولی از بغل جل میزنن میخوابونن به پایین صاف موها میاد پایین بعد از اینجا مثلا این بکن دور سرتو نگاه کن این فرق باز میکردن و میرفت بالا من به اون میگفتم آناناسی
تو آمریکا بهش میگیم the kid in play you can google it it's an old rap group the guy wore his hair up this high people still wear their hair still called the kid in play or high top fade
واو این به نظر من همچی آدم هایی یا واقعیش بخواهم بیکارن they have so much time in their hands that they can just go and work on these
things از اوانی نشو بخن که like someone spent that much time to look that stupid like yeah, all right. Like, it's just funny at this point I'm
you
sorry
you wanna look cool that way okay go ahead you look cool
Hello. No, I agree.
Hate mail زیاد میاد برات. آره در ضمن برای علی به همون ایرانیکن لایو ات رادیو جوان دات کام ایمیل بفرستی
که هممون بخونیم لذتشو ببریم.
Don't get any gel on your keyboard while you're typing. Wipe your hands off first and then get on.
You think you're so clever.
خب میکاپ چطور؟ میکاپ دیدی پسرا میکاپ بزنن؟
I did just a couple times.
Why are we asking Ali these questions?
Well, you know what's funny is that
he's not an authority.
Because she said, Shaw had said about the goth guys wearing makeup, which I think growing up high school and growing up, we've all seen that. But I told her I've seen like otherwise like real like big like swole muscular dudes who just have all of a sudden I'm like, is this dude wearing eyeliner? Is he walking by and like, oh, like you're talking to him, you're like. If I'm not wrong, this guy's wearing eyeliner. And then like, oh yeah, yeah, what's his name? Yeah, yo, he wears makeup to the club sometimes. Like, yeah, she wears makeup to the club sometimes. Dude, you can't say nothing. He's like 350 pounds. But you're like, why? Why do you need makeup?
No, I agree with that. I think it has to match the look. Like if you're from Green Day and you wear makeup, that's totally fine.
Why is that all right though?
Because that's your look. You're rocker goth.
All right.
Like even black nail polish on a rocker goth like works. But if you're just
a regular guy in
the
club.
Yeah, that's weird.
با یه پسری که میکاپ داره حرف نمیزنی تو.
I don't judge people based on the way they look. Okay, that's a lie, but
wow. خوشحالم که خودت قبول کردی. قبل از اینکه من حرفی بزنم خودت گفتی بقیه‌شو. ولی نه نمیدونم من هم اصلا نیستم با پسری که میکاپ بپوشن. عجیب غریبه یه جورایی.
I would like guys to do their eyebrows and do their nails.
You do like that?
Yeah, I do.
That's fine.
Nails and eyebrows?
My girlfriend tried to talk me into doing that. I don't like it. But some girls like it.
Yeah, I think...
Okay, so من فکر کنم یکی از کارهایی که الان بهتره بکنیم که یه خورده این به صدا راه حلایی که راجبشون مشکلاتی که رو تو بکنیم راجبشون و راه حلاش رو با هم ریویو کنیم مثلا راه حلاش بخواهم با پدر مادر قرار شد چیکار کنیم
which perspective are we from the kids perspective or from the parents perspective
kids با مامانه که نمیشه کاری کرد بچه باید چیکار کنه که بتونه مشکلات خودش رو کمتر کنه
do what you want
خب
just in secret
if it feels good do it that's all I'm gonna say
بچه با پدر مادری صحبتی داشته باشه
I don't regret anything I did so I say go for it because you know what it's a way of expressing yourself if you want to go and like change and do whatever when you get to school do it because you're gonna want to do it anyway
yeah I think that's more a question for the girls I don't have has your dad or your mom ever told you what to wear and what not to wear
نه یا شاید خیلی کم ولی
still give you a point مثلا یه ذره قشنگ‌تر بپوشم شاید یه ذره تمیزتر باشم like just like give you a heads up like don't come looking like a slob to this party or whatever
I think Ali looks like a slob a lot that's why he keeps bringing that
it
up
it doesn't so I get lazy
ولی یه چیز دیگه هست من به نظرم مهمه حالا شاید این یه جورایی استراتژی خودم هم بوده. اینه که به نظر من خیلی مهمه که بتونی برای خودت تراست درست کنی پیش پدر مادر. یعنی حالا همه کارهای روزمره که انجام میدی خب یه جوری انجام بدی که مطمئن بشی که اونا اون اعتماد به تو دارن. یعنی اعتمادشون هی روز به روز زیادتر میشه. خب بعد اون مثل کردیت میمون دیگه، اون اعتماده که هی میگیری به دست میاری، اون وقت خیلی بهت نمیتونن چیزی بگه. یعنی خورده یواش یواش هی ایندیپندنت خودتو از به اصطلاح ازشون میگیری. یعنی خودت میدونی که بس میتونی تصمیمای خودتو بگیری، میتونی کارهای خودتو بکنی. بعد بنابراین خیلی کمتر یا همینجوری نمیان کشکی بهت بگن آ اینا کن کار نکن. میدونی یه احترامی برای خودت قائلی، اونام برای تو یه احترامی قائلن. بنابراین میتونی به قولن حالا اون وقت حرف زدن خیلی موثرتره. میشینی مثلا حرف میزنی قشنگ مثل ادالت باشون حرف میزنی. من به نظرم بچه از وقتی که میتونه کامل حرف بزنه، حالا چه 5 6 سالگی یا هر چی هست، واقعا میتونه مثل یه ادالت فکر کنه. خب بنابراین بچه‌هایی هم که مثل بچه رفتار میکنن خودشون رو به بچگی میزنن. بنابراین هر کسی، حالا ما بیشتر راجع به شاید تینیجر به بالا داریم صحبت میکنیم، میتونه بشینه و مثل یه آدم بزرگ با پدر مادرش صحبت کنه.
But a lot of times between your early teens and this is what I dislike about people in their early teens, they think they know everything and they know absolutely nothing.
Oh, come
and
on, these don't are the, these everyone are the most, was like that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But when he's saying that even young kids can have the ability to think like adults, they may think that's even worse. They think they're reasoning like an adult, but they don't have any experience to back it up. So they think my parents told me I can wear makeup. Okay, Yanni boy, Matik Bebusham, and I don't really know anything
and
else.
But
everything else you put on, and like they have to go all out.
But what's wrong with doing that? Like, I don't know what happens.
Now, sometimes you have to learn from your mistakes.
Exactly. I completely stand by that. I think right. That's good.
آره ولی کاملا با حرف ایمان موافق هستم. به نظرم همه این مسائلی که پیش میاد از عدم اعتماد، نبودن اعتماد به بچه هاست. یعنی اگه پدر مادر اعتماد داشته باشن به بچه هاشون، خیلی راحت میتونن با قضیه برخورد کنن. اینقدر برخورد شدید نمیکنن. کاملا.
خب ریلیشنشیپ. پسرای ایرانی ماشاءالله غیرت زیاد دارن. گیر داده
خدا بده برکت خدا
شاید گیر داده که نمیتونی لباس اینجوری بپوشی. ما خود چیکار میکنی؟ ما چی جوری حل میکنی واسه خودت؟
اصلا بهش گوش شاید سلوشن شده
سلوشن شاید ما اینجا قبول میکنیم. شما سلوشن دیگه داری؟ سلوشن شاید این بود که بهش میگم با اینجور دخترها نمیتونی حرف بزنی.
Right, but in essence what Shahid was saying is a give and take. So he's asking you to give up something, then he should give up something himself.
No,
so maybe it could be talked right. It's a relationship to give and take, is what
exactly.
You're saying. You're giving,
exactly.
Your give and take was a little over the top, but it's. I always say, and I'm just kidding. Hers was a literal give and take. Like, okay, you don't want me to dress like that, then don't talk to girls that dress like that. It's fair.
I think it's fair. I don't know why you don't think it's fair.
No, I'm not saying it's not fair, but I'm saying
it's
fair. I think a better solution may be tell them, okay, well, I want you to wear this when we go out.
Dress nice enough. I already think guys, like, I have to say I've never met a guy that I think is well-dressed enough. Like, I always think that guys need criticism. So that's like that goes without saying.
But that could be the give and take. But you
no, that is not give and take because that's already taken. Like, I'm going to dress him.
این مشکل داره هی بزرگتر میشه. برای دخترها که نسبت به دخترهای دیگه مشکل دارن که هیچ راه حلی وجود نداره.
I think Nafash had a good. It's like confidence comes from within.
همش این عدم نداشتن عدم اعتماد به نفسه، نداشتن سلف کانفیدنس این مسئله به وجود میاره.
خب 8 امتیاز به محوش میدیم اینجا. و برای پسرایی که یقهشون بازه حتما فایر اکستینگوشر همراه خودشون داشته باشن. این سلوشن اوله.
Stay away from open flames.
برای میکاپ. You're just jealous.
برای میکاپ.
Of a hairy chest? I ain't jealous of a hairy chest. I'll go toe to toe with anybody.
Makeup chato.
I will not go to. Oh, I would say just say no. I would go Nancy Reaganish unless you're in a band or something. I don't understand
what other reason band, you have. That's fine.
Or you're a vampire like these young these teenagers today. There's a lot of vampires around apparently. You can wear some makeup.
پس برای گروه کیوسک مثلا اوکیه میکاپ بپوشن.
Sure.
نسبتاً راک نمیشه گفت. نه اونم نه.
خب
بریم آره. و این بود تمام مشکلات لباس پوشیدن و تمام راه حلایی که ما تونستیم امشب به شماها بدیم. از وقتمونم گذشته. شب چهارشنبه بسیار خوبی داشته باشین. تا دو هفته دیگه که با یه برنامه دیگه میام پیشتون، جایی نرید، همین پای رادیو بشینین و غذا بخورین که خدای نکره تلف نشین. شب همگی به خیر. خداحافظی میخوایم بکنین؟
شب به خیر میخوایم بگیم.
شاید هنوز داره نقاشی میکشه، شاید جا نقاشی تو بکش. خدا نگهدار، تا بعد،
شب بخیر.
هستم و با تو این دنیا رو عشقه، مثل فرشته ای با تو این دنیا بهشته، جون میدم واسه یه لحظه عاشقی با تو، آتیش میگیرم وقتی میبینم من اون چشماتو،
آروم میشم وقتی دستای تو دستم.